Welcome back to the R-Rated Podcast. The R-Rated Podcast. This week's guest is... Welcome back to the R-Rated Podcast. Today's new guest is Yasmin Massbooty.
Hello, with a Z.
With a Z. And yes, the booty is massive.
And it is real. Live up to my name.
So we met back, oh my God, like back in film school, but like towards the end of film school, I would say, because it was my graduating thesis film that I met her on. It was Miha, for anyone who follows the podcast. That was a short film that I directed and wrote, and Yasmin was first AC, right? Or was it second AC?
I was probably second AC.
Second AC?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So tell me how, okay, when you went to NYFA, what was the game plan? Like, did you know what you wanted to do, or was it like, let's test out all the roles and see like what I'm good at?
The latter. So, okay.
You're like, all right, we're taking it back. We're going back, like...
Let's go back to high school.
Yeah.
In high school...
We're actually gonna go back, but I'm just curious about NYFA, because...
It was not what I... I did not know what I wanted to do, but I was like, let me just test out the waters. I'll dip my toes in each department and then find out what I like from there.
Right.
Camera, I'll be honest, it is my weak suit. And I'm not good at it. But I was
so... That is so funny, because you're like, I'm saying it's easy, like...
I think while I was in school and I was surrounded by all the equipment and just all the knowledge, I had a better understanding of it.
Right.
But now outside, I'm like, I know how to turn the camera on.
Yes.
That's for sure.
And off.
And off.
Okay, so let's go way back. Where are you from? Are you from LA?
I'm not. I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay, so how long ago did you move here? And I'm assuming you came out here because of the film industry, but if not, correct me. You're like, no, it was for a guy.
I am crazy, but not that crazy.
Okay, so it was for the film industry.
Yeah.
Okay. So was this after high school, or like, you know, where are we? Like, what stage are we at in your life?
So here we go. In high school, I was a really bad student.
Really?
But I was not like rebellious. Yeah. I was just...
Bad test taker?
Really bad.
Me too. I'm like...
Really?
Me too.
No, like... Pretty bad.
Yeah.
And it came to senior year.
Yep.
Did not get into the colleges that I wanted to get into.
Amen.
And my dad was like, I just liked making short films with my friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just like making people laugh. And I like to make short, funny skits.
I love it.
Period.
Yeah.
And then my dad's like, he sent me a link to NYFA, New York.
Oh, so he found it.
Yeah.
Cool.
My dad is the founder.
No. So he found NYFA.
No.
It's actually funny because my dad told me about NYFA.
Get out.
He's like, he made a short film and he's like, yeah, all the people that were on the crew were from NYFA. They were students. So it was like a lot cheaper, right? And I was like, NYFA, like, what is that? He's like, you should check it out, because he knew I wanted to go to film school, and that's kind of how it happened. So I guess dads know best.
Shout out fathers.
Yeah.
Did you go to NYFA out here for all 3 years?
I did.
Mm.
Oh, did you go to New York?
I did.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's talk about that. So you started in New York, and then when did you transfer to LA?
I did 1 year in New York, and you know how
bachelor's program, or
yeah, bachelor's.
Okay, yeah.
Awesome. So, but they don't offer the bachelor's in New York, so they're like, you have to do the 1 year here, and then you have to transfer. And then I'm like
you have to move.
I'm like, twist my arm. I'll go to LA.
Me?
I'm like, okay, fine. Hollywood.
Yeah.
Not me. But you know how the first year is so intense.
Yes. So it's, what was that like in New York?
In New York, oh. So my dad is in New York, so I had family there, so I stayed with him.
Okay.
But it's insane. The first day that I got there, they were already talking about the following Monday and how we're
shooting
submitting
something?
Our films. Yes. Yeah, we're shooting something that weekend.
Yeah, my car. We're
and I was
shooting.
Like, I'm like, I don't even know where I am right now.
Literally.
I don't know the streets.
Yeah, literally.
But it was a rush, and so I didn't get into any colleges.
Yeah,
literally any. But I got into NYFA, and it was. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I met the first person, I'm going to bring her up, Jamie. Shout out Jamie.
Bestie. Okay.
I met her on the first day
of
NYFA, and now we live together.
No, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a solid
I'm very grateful.
Friendship.
I've met some amazing people, amazing creatives through the school. But that first year is intense.
Yeah.
You don't stop.
No, I know. And so when you're like doing this like program, and like you said, you had your one friend, right? Did you feel like, was it inviting? Were people like, you know, like welcoming, like, oh, like let's partner up, let's like, you know, shoot together outside of school, or was it more like clicky?
It was. So the classes are very, You know what? I guess they were pretty clicky because each class was like a group of like 8 to 10.
Yes. Small class.
So you would just link up and then it was kind of like trauma bonding. Yeah. You guys just all, you're in this together.
Literally.
And then you go through, gosh, yeah. craziness. Mm-hmm. And then, but you know, that's kind of the art of filming. And right. then you come out and you just create something honestly so gorgeous.
Yes.
And even the, what were they called? The like project films that we would make.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's like the intermediate. There was,
those.
There's so like, fuck. Continuity. We had to do continuity.
Like mise en scène was like the first one.
Yeah, that was the first
one. So random.
I think I have my hard drive with like all my old projects and I literally was cringing. I was like, girl, oh my God. I'm like, yeah. This is hard to watch.
Yeah. But they're so fun.
It's nice to look back at. Yeah. You're like, okay. Like,
yeah.
It's fun. So, okay, the year goes by. Are you nervous at all to move to LA or you're just like, I'm ready for it. Let's go.
I think I was so ready for a change.
Okay.
I think I also have family out here too. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm not completely alone.
Right. That's huge.
But I was I was nervous. It was my first time living alone. Mm-hmm. So I just moved out here and I moved out here in 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I've just been here ever since.
You go to the Burbank location.
Mm-hmm.
Was it easy to make friends right away in this new location?
I don't think so.
I've blocked this whole thing. I try to think back at like school days and I'm like, I know
it's
I was like
together.
Just trying to get through the program, but I'm like, shit, like what was going on there? Like
it was, it was still crazy. It honestly is all mushed together.
Yeah.
But I remember learning a lot. I really enjoyed my class. I think I was able to be myself a lot of the times and mm-hmm. I was able to, they brought out a lot of creativity in me.
After, you know, completing the program, did you end up graduating in 2020 or before?
I just made it.
You made it?
Yeah, oh, I graduated, yes. I think, February 1st, 2020.
Oh my God, so you barely made it.
Because I was
going to graduate that May and it was already over.
Oh my goodness.
Already too late. Like, my last, like, semester was online. And they're like, it's only going to be 3 weeks, you know? Because in March, they were like...
The famous last words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then that was it. Never went back. I was like...
Oh my gosh.
What was your graduating thesis?
My thesis. Yeah. So I think all the films that I did in school were comedies. I remember trying to do my first one.
Yeah.
Because everyone else, so in the first year, everyone else was like doing drama and it was like really intense and like, but really sad. And I'm like, oh shit, I guess I have to do. I mean, no, everyone though.
Yeah.
Me too. I did it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I guess this is like film. Like this is what I have to do.
Yeah.
And it was just, I had the worst taste in my mouth after it because I had no connection. And they're always like, write what you know.
Right.
And I'm like, writing about like, something I don't know. I'm like, I don't know a lot.
I know.
And I didn't know.
No, it's just, it's when you're like put on the spot like that, where you're like, okay, like think of something. This is the movie you're going to make. And you're like, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah. The clock is ticking and I have to submit this tomorrow.
Right.
And I don't know what to write.
So what was the idea?
So my idea was, it was called Rock the Baby to Sleep.
Okay.
And it was a comedy about a babysitter trying to get the baby to fall asleep. And it's like her first time babysitting this child. She has no idea. She's like trying everything to get him to stop. Mm-hmm. And then she finally realizes that he can only fall asleep to rock music.
That's actually funny.
So she's in a band and she was playing. And then after they finished their song, she realized that the baby finally stopped crying. And then she's like, wait, what? And then the baby starts crying again because they stopped. And she's like, let's do it again.
The baby's just like, out.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was
wait,
sweet.
So did you submit to film festivals?
I have a problem. I didn't do
you
much.
Like, what was stopping you?
Priscilla. That is, like, genuinely... just like fear.
Mm-hmm. And fear of what though? Like of getting rejected or.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like putting yourself out there, first of all, is scary. Then it's like putting out your work.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like if someone shits on it, or it's not even that it's not good. It's just like somebody could just not like it or it's not their cup of tea. And like, but that could get to your head, right? You're like, oh my God, they didn't like it. I didn't get accepted. Like I thought that the other day when I submitted my film to a film festival. I've gotten such a different response from like my first short film that I submitted. Like, I don't know if that was like beginner's luck, but it was like doing so well. And I was like, oh my God, like if this is what it is, like, hell yeah. And then the second one just hasn't been the same type of feedback. And I'm like, is it bad? Or is it just, is it not my audience that I'm submitting it to? Like, what's going on? But don't let that like get discourage you because honestly, all it takes is one person who really fucks with it and it's like and is like, oh, I want to, you know, invest in your new projects or, you know, whatever it is. But
absolutely,
you should, it's not too late to still submit it, even if it's been years later, you know.
It's not. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like how you said before that you're very hard on yourself. Yeah. I feel like I am that too. Right. And although I'm not like a I'm a perfectionist in my own work.
Right.
And I get really in my head being like, that scene could have been shot better.
Right.
I could have done something better there. But I mean, that's film.
We're
And you can't change it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. So, okay. So you didn't submit to film festivals. What was going on after graduating? Because you missed it. You missed the COVID mark by like a month, right? Mm-hmm. So it's February. What are you thinking? Like, what, like, are you like, I'm going to like try to, you know, hop into like maybe working for a studio, or were you thinking more independent, or like, you know, maybe you travel, like, oh wait, you couldn't even travel because of COVID. So like, what was going on in that?
And time? Because of like
money. Too.
I ain't got that.
And also the freaking program was not cheap. It's very expensive.
It's a pretty another, penny.
Like side note, I think is yes, film school like has taught us both so much, but it's not cheap. It's not like, you know, a cheap experience at all. Like I'm still paying back my student loans.
And it's also not necessary to be a filmmaker to go to film school.
I was actually gonna ask you that. Like, do you think that film school was necessary, or at least like necessary for you?
For me, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it for everybody? Hell no. Mm-hmm. I know so many independent creatives who are thriving.
That didn't need to go to film. That didn't go to film.
That have been doing this for like a decade, even at my age.
Yeah.
I'm like 25.
I know.
So they're like doing a lot.
Yeah. No, I thought the same thing. I was like, for me personally, I am grateful that I went to film school just because I really, all I knew was turn on a button and turn it off. Like I thought I wanted to be a DP when I first started. I was like, I have a camera.
Mm.
I was like, I think I want to be the DP, the cameraman.
Mm.
And then when I like that first course, like that we were like cinematography, like 1 and 2, I think that it was like course 2 where I was like, this is not for me. Cause it was like, you gotta like measure the subject, the distance from the camera. Then you gotta like do the light. And like, then it was like, it's opposite. It's like tungsten or whatever the fuck. And I was like, what? I was like, this is too much. And then I like went into directing and it was like, yeah, like, you know, you are in control of the emotions and how people feel. I'm like, that's me.
So you like more production. Do you like pre or post?
I honestly love pre
and during.
Yeah. Post, I'm not an editor.
Like,
this actually has forced me to edit the podcast.
Yeah.
And like, I'm surviving. I can do it because it's like, okay, it's just us, right? Like, I don't have to like.
And it's stationary.
It's stationary. Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, all I have to do is cut to close-ups and like wide and that's it. I'm like, I can do that basic editing. But anything like above that, I'm like, no, like you lost me there. I can't do any like Avid shortcuts or anything.
I was looking for a job.
Right.
And I remember my cousin at the time, her family has a film ranch up in Sun Valley. It's pretty popular.
Disney
I'm like, do you know Disney Studios?
You probably heard of it. His name's Walt Disney. I'm like, wait, yeah, I heard of it.
I'm like, oh yeah, underground.
I'm not even fucking joking. I thought you were gonna say that. I was like, wait.
Oh no, no. No, but I feel like if you've seen because it's a pretty popular ranch. So she reached out to me.
Yeah.
And she was like, I need some help managing this 10-acre film ranch.
Fuck yeah.
And I was like, girl, how did you know I have nothing to do?
Yeah,
I'm there.
No, literally.
I'm like, sign me up.
Yeah.
So it's called Latuna Locations.
Cool.
And it's like I said, it's a 10-acre film ranch in Sun Valley with like 6 different structures.
I was going to say, yeah, like what do the structures look like?
And it is after I'm going to show you because it's gorgeous.
Oh my God.
Let's see. They have an orchard. They have golf carts. Mm-hmm. They have Marshmallow likes to go there a lot. There's a lot of music videos. Yeah. There are a lot of music videos shot there because they have a burnt down house structure.
Okay.
And it's real.
Oh.
So there's like,
there was an actual fire there.
There's a whole backstory to that.
Wow. Cool.
And it's insane. It's insanely, painful, but they turned their pain into purpose.
Wow.
That's their motto with the home.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So it's authentically burnt and it looks absolutely insane. Wow. It is just, you don't like set dressers. They walk in, they're like, my job's done.
Really?
It is gorgeous
wow.
By the destruction, it's insane.
Yeah.
What else? They have like a big what's the courtyard.
Oh, cool.
They have a big courtyard because we would host weddings too.
Cool.
There was like a chalet for bridesmaids for the bride and groom to get ready.
Beautiful. It sounds amazing.
Office space.
And it's close to here, Sun Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty central. Wow. So yeah, she was like, Yossi, come work for me. Come work with me. Come and work. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
how did you guys meet?
She's my cousin.
She's your cousin. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're but like,
cousin, you know, the type of cousin that's like cousin that I've known since birth, but
right.
not the same blood.
Got it. Okay.
But blood.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So pretty grateful for that. So you go to
that.
The ranch.
Yeah, the ranch, exactly. Yeah.
Are you nervous? Like, what are you thinking? Are you? Like,
I'm not. I've been there. Okay. I love them. Okay. The family, the Chiappos family, they are, cool. they're Greek. And Persian.
Oh,
so
Persian.
They Hello. Love you are.
I am.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Half Persian.
I love you.
I'm like, I'll come over.
No, seriously. So they love people.
Yeah.
They love hosting
love
and
it.
They love entertaining.
Fun.
So it is. It's just
sounds like an amazing group of people.
It was a great. It was a great gig. It was a lot of fun.
And how long did you work the ranch? Or are you still working there right now?
No, I don't work there anymore.
Okay.
I worked there for maybe a year and a half.
Okay. And what were your duties?
Girl, everything. It was like, you don't clock in or clock out. It's like, it's all the time.
Okay.
So we would go, we kind of made up our own hours.
Okay.
We would go in when we had to,
right.
like if there were productions, we would have to stay there all day for the productions.
Right, and supervise it, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We were
or
location
like,
manager.
Like generator or whatever.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
They're just like
yeah.
nooks and crannies of things that
yes.
like only
yes.
we would know. And it's so, oof, it was a lot.
But see, people don't always know the back ends and how much work it takes to like set up a production. And
they had parking.
Mm-hmm.
They had bathrooms. It was set up. Yeah, it looked like it was set up for filming.
Oh, cool.
But we would have to go in and obviously clean up before and after each
mm-hmm.
production. We would have to supervise,
mm-hmm.
clean the bathrooms
right.
before and after.
Love that. That's fun, right?
Kind of had to, you know, one-man band.
Yep. Exactly.
But it was really cool to be really involved because mm-hmm. productions that I worked with then, that I worked like one-on-one with then, I work with them now too.
Oh, amazing.
Doing something else.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
In the industry.
Right.
So I'm really grateful for that spot.
That's amazing. And so
yeah, I really like it.
You were there for a year and a half and were they shooting during the pandemic, during the like the early stages? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And how was the whole
it was
like,
a private,
mask situation? Was that?
It was a private property and the owner was just like, you don't have to. Like, you don't have to.
That's pretty cool.
And I was
yeah.
like, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
I'll keep my distance.
Yeah.
It's 10 acres.
6 feet.
I'm over here.
Hi, Barbie.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
I haven't.
Wait,
of course, I'm
okay,
sure.
Okay, well then
it.
I'll wait. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see it so bad.
Yeah, you have to see it.
And
it
I heard the ending was like, you're like really.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the credits come on, and you're like, oh my
Barbie.
God.
Yeah. It's like Ice Spice. You're like, it's all twerking.
You're like
twerking with tears. I'm so sad but like happy.
I'm so sad but like I'm twerking.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see it so bad, and I want to see Oppenheimer.
Let me know. Yeah, when you watch it, let me know what you think. I'm
absolutely.
Okay, so after the ranch, what's going on? We're like dead in the middle of the pandemic, right?
Yeah, so at this time, my friend moves out here, that same girl, Jamie.
Okay.
I'm like, girl, I got a job for you.
Nice.
And she's like, okay. And I'm like, I also got a
was
place for you
ranch?
To stay. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was like,
nice, you plugged it. That's
yeah,
awesome.
I'm like, I got you.
Yes.
Help me.
Yes.
Because she is, we're just a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked there for quite some time and it was really, really fun, but it's super hard to work with your roommate when you're with her all day and you guys work all day.
Yes.
And luckily she's so chill.
Cool.
And I also feel like I am too sometimes,
yes. No,
but I also
are,
do
are.
Like my alone time.
Space, yeah.
Yeah. Just mm-hmm. space. And we both do.
Okay.
Communication,
like kind of just talking, like,
huge.
Yo, I need my space today, or like right now. Like.
Huge. Like, we would drive together in the car in the morning, so
mm-hmm.
we'd be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, nothing is wrong.
No, but that's okay. Like, I actually have quiet moments with a couple of my good friends, and I don't think that's bad. Like, I'm just like, I don't have anything to say right now. That's okay.
I have nothing
have a little
to say.
Bit of silence, like.
But your company is appreciated.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Honestly,
so I really.
Silence.
I really. Shout out silence.
Yeah.
So what turned me off from working this job was that it wasn't steady. It wasn't,
oh.
I was like, I want a 9-to-5.
I know.
I just
but
want.
But it's hard in this industry to have a 9-to-5.
So tough.
Yes.
But I do feel like I'm a very big I don't feel like it. I am a big manifester.
Nice. Me too.
So, I would just, I'm like, I know something's going to happen, but I need a 9-to-5.
Right.
So I was like, love you, ranch.
Yeah.
I'm on to the next.
Yeah.
And so I was just applying. And then I found this, equipment rental company.
Okay.
Which is where I work now.
Okay, cool.
And
that, in Crenshaw, right?
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
And they're awesome.
Yeah.
They are.
Is it all like film equipment, or is it like cameras specifically, or is it like literally everything production?
It's mainly cameras and lenses.
Okay. Cool.
So I'm surrounded by that stuff daily.
Yeah.
And the people are great. I think the industry. So yeah, exactly. I wanted a 9-to-5, and they were like, they hired me for the front desk.
Okay. Cool.
And I'm like, I'm there.
I'm there. Yeah.
I'm there from 9-to-5 every day.
Yes.
And I
stability.
Really
love it.
Seriously,
love
Monday
it.
To Friday.
I know.
And I really enjoyed it. Oh yeah, because at the ranch, I would have to work weekends. And, like, I just want
to know. Weekend. It's like, if you could just work Monday to Friday, like, amen to that, right? Like,
yes. So I really appreciated where I work now because it gave me that stability.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoy it. The people are great, the industry. Yeah. So I worked with the same production company that would shoot on the ranch. Mm-hmm. They rent from us.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, do you remember me? They're like, no. I'm like, don't worry. I remember you.
Like, you will.
That's okay.
So, like, what are you doing now at the rental house? Like, are you, you know, checking inventory, or like, what exactly does your day look like?
Then? I just make sure that all the orders go out on time and right.
Right.
So, just making sure that the orders go out. We have another location in Vegas.
Oh, cool.
So we have to ship over orders there. Just making sure that the ducks are in a row and that everyone's doing what they got to do.
Mm-hmm. What happens with, like, damaged stuff? Or, like, has that ever happened? Like,
of course. It happens all the time. Scary. There was one.
I'd be like,
I know. I'm like, insurance. Yeah. I'm big.
It wasn't me. It came damaged. I just opened the box.
Oh, my gosh.
I would get
all
so
the time.
Like,
all the time. They're like, no, we didn't even use that. I'm like, okay, like, so then why was it open?
Yeah.
I'm like, so why did you take it? I'm like, but you signed our agreement. That's what happens.
Yeah. So how often, and is it awkward dealing with, you know, when things are broken and you kind of have to like make that call, or like, is it in person? Like when you're like, hey, like you got to pay for this fee, or do you have to call them like, hey, we checked everything?
No, we like to shoot them an email so that we have, and we take photos and videos of everything.
Right.
Because they know that, when the gear comes out, it's already checked and it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you rent it and then it comes back broken.
Mm-hmm.
We got to just narrow down. It's gotta be you. It's you.
You're the last one.
But it's
you.
Let me think.
Yeah. You.
All eyes point to you.
For example, like now with the strike going on, are rentals slowing down?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So like, what was like the average rent? Like how many cameras or something were you renting a day versus like now with like the strike?
I would say like a full package, like cameras, lenses, support, and accessories.
Mm-hmm.
It would be. So, like, that package, probably around, like, 5 or 6 orders a day.
Mm-hmm.
A full package, which could come out to...
I was
going to
say, it sounds expensive.
Maybe, like, it's rentals, but, like, maybe, like, $20,000 a day.
Wow.
Which was amazing.
Wow, yeah.
Great for the business.
Yeah. Shit, do I need to start a rental company? Like,
I mean, they're very, very smart with it.
Yeah.
The owners. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And now it's just gotten down because it's more independence and there are a lot of passion projects, and we just like to work with everybody. So
is it like cut in half now because of the strike?
I would say so. And there are some days where we don't even have any orders.
Really?
So it's just like doing things around the shop, just cleaning up, organizing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely the strike has been
affecting everyone.
Struck.
Oh my god. Yeah. Crazy. I know. I feel like I just keep asking everybody, like, are you affected by it?
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
what? Every single department you'll get people on set, you'll get people off set, you get the behind the scenes, you get the rentals, people that you don't even think about.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Like,
cuz right now we're just seeing the writers we're just hearing like the writers and the actors are striking and all that, but it's like it affects every department.
Yeah, it's domino
effect. Jinx.
Domino.
No, but literally domino effect. So I also think even if things get resolved, or like they're like, all right, like we figured it out. I think it's gonna take a while to like go back to normal, like, or what even is normal, you know what I mean?
I don't even know the timeline of this thing.
I don't even know like what, like what does normal even look like?
I can't even keep up, but they're like no, October. Yeah, October, it'll die down. I'm like,
this
what?
Class will January, and I'm like, girl,
I hear different things like every day,
literally. So I'm like, do I need to get a second job or what?
do I need to get into the retail business? Have you ever done retail?
I have not, but you know, I love clothes. You know, you're like folding the shirt and then somebody comes and looks at it, puts it back, and you're like, I just fucking fold
it. It's like, did you not see my work?
Yeah, like, come on. No, and I hate folding clothes here. Like,
Why would you do it at work?
I don't know if you noticed, but when you walked in, there's a pile of clothes. I like try to like, I put it on the big single chair, and I like turned it. So it would be the first thing. Because it was like spread out on the couch, and I was like, I'm too lazy to fold it. I'm not mentally ready for that.
Girl, you're so, couldn't agree more.
At the camera rental spot, like, do you guys have all the cameras, or is it like, because that's pretty expensive. And also, I'm sure every camera has a different price package and stuff like that. But like, are there any cameras that are like off limits that you guys don't have there? Or it's like, is it all the industry? Like, you know,
we have
cameras.
We have all the digital cameras.
Okay.
We just don't have film cameras. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just, that's a very, very niche market.
I was going to say, is that like a common thing to like have?
I'd say like once every 3 or 4 months, mm-hmm. we get a production asking for them and we'll find it for them, mm-hmm. but we don't carry them ourselves.
Mm.
But we do have all the big ones. We got nice lenses,
yeah, like,
all the big lenses. I'm like, look at this thing.
Look at my lens. Like, seriously.
This has my arm.
Yeah.
And yeah, all the accessories we have.
Are you testing them out too? Like if you get like new lenses or new gear or whatever it is, like are you, you know, making sure everything runs right?
Yeah.
Like is there always, like, or do you have to do that after every checkout? Like how often do you have to check the cameras?
So the process is, let's say the gear comes back. Mm-hmm. This is like rented gear.
Yeah.
Comes back.
Yeah.
It gets returned through returns.
Yeah.
And then it goes to QC to quality check.
I was like, what's QC?
Quality. It's either quality check or quality control.
Yeah.
QC. Both I call it QC. And they are the brains. They check and make sure that everything functions, everything works in QC or in returns is where they'll find the damage.
Okay.
Or the productions will reach out and be like, hey, this happened. Send us the bill. And then I'll be like, got it.
Has
so,
there ever been drama with like that kind of stuff? Yeah. Or has everyone been pretty professional?
People are pretty accommodating because I think that they've gotten down the protocol pretty well, pretty down to a T.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, do you have a horror story?
Maybe not a horror story, but insurance. If anybody has a question about insurance,
yeah.
come to me. I am your girl.
Really?
You,
tell me about insurance.
You need it.
Yeah.
So
you do.
Anything. Oh, I do have some crazy story about people trying to scam though.
I want a good scam story.
I'll get
someone tried to scam me yesterday. Two days ago, someone knocks at the door and is like...
In-person scam.
Knocks scam. Scam. Yeah. I'm like, and I'm now scanning the system and they use my face. No, literally, here's a door knock, opens door. They're like, you can't drink your water anymore. It's contaminated. It's like, and I was like, wait, what? And they're like, yeah, like your whole street, your whole neighborhood, like you can't drink the water anymore. So if you want to drink the water, like you should buy purifiers from us. I can see if you qualify, blah, blah.
And who are
like,
you?
Literally. And then he's like, okay, peace. Like literally dips out on a fucking hoverboard and just runs over my lawn. I'm like, if he fucking like breaks my sprinkler, I'm like, you know, like just, this is how I know I'm like acting my age now. I'm like 27. Like,
my sprinkler?
He runs over my sprinkler. But like, I was like, wait, what the fuck is that? And then for a second, I was like terrified. I was like, wait, I like made pasta and I used the water, and I was like, oh my god,
that's actually the best thing you can do because you boil it.
Right, but I was like so scared because he's like, you can't drink your water, you're gonna die. And I was like, oh my god. And so I called my mom, I'm like, this guy like came and like said I can't drink my water. And she's like, did he say he was from like with the city? And I'm like, no. And then I was like,
he was wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, literally. I was like, the more I thought, I'm like, and then I was like, he was on a hoverboard. I was like, okay, this guy was trying to fucking scam me, trying to sell me purifier. Yeah, like so. That I, like, buy his fucking purifiers and scam me, like, $300 or whatever. I don't even know.
Wow, the balls to do that in person.
I know.
And then just be like, peace.
Literally. So, like, I was in panic for, like, an hour, but then I realized, like...
I'm the same way, though. Yeah. I feel like I would... I mean...
But now I'm like, this is why I don't open the door. This is why I don't answer, like, phone calls I don't recognize. Because people are like, oh, you're going to answer that?
Same.
I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm like,
oh, same.
I'm like, I don't recognize that. I'm like, they're like, what if it's important? I'm like, Don't leave a voicemail.
Same. I get so scared when someone knocks on my front door. Yeah. I live in a house too.
You do.
So I just, I just get really nervous.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, it's the mail.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Amazon.
Principal.
No one comes.
Who is it?
Yeah.
It's just the mailman.
Did you always live in a... Always lived here?
No, so I've actually only been here for 2 years. So when I started the podcast, it was audio only. So so I didn't even, like, this whole space, like, came to be after, because I was like, oh, I want to, like, add video. And so I was trying to find, like, where I would do that. And then when I found this room in South Bay Corner, I was like, I
like an exposed brick.
This. Yeah, I'm like, I can make this work. People always ask me, like, did you glue the brick and do it yourself? I'm like, no.
Well, yes.
I'm like, do not build
this. I think it's so sweet.
I should be like, yeah, I did.
I love exposed brick. I will tell this game story. It just happened. I'm not name dropping because
no.
I don't even know his name. But I remember, okay, this was like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
So like, our whole process was pretty extensive because you're not just renting bikes.
Right.
You're renting $100,000 worth of gear. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're going to be
strict.
We're going to be nitpicky.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, we're like, you have to fill out our rental agreement, fill out our application, and you have to give trade references because we want to call people around town who you've worked with and be like, are they reliable?
Right.
And did they pay on time? And did they break anything?
Right.
And we need that, especially for first-time clients.
Yeah.
And for this scenario, this guy was renting, I think, like, 3 Alexa Minis.
Okay.
So they're, like, $70,000 each.
Yeah.
3 of those. What are you shooting, sir?
What are you shooting?
So I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So we were like, you need insurance. And he's like, I don't have it. And I'm like, well,
gotta get it.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
It's either you get insurance or you hold the total replacement value of your order on your card. Which comes out to, I don't know,
like $300,000.
Too much money that I can't even count that high to. So he was like, okay, I'll get insurance.
Yeah.
He gets it, and I call it, and it's legit. And I'm like, okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you have trade references? He's like, oh no, this is my first time. This is like my first time shooting out here. And it's been really hard getting gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I get it, because there are cases. There are cases. Like, how else are you going to rent gear for the first time if you don't have a track record?
Mm-hmm.
But there are also cases that lie. So
I was there's scammers in every industry. Let's just say that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, if you don't have trade references, send us proof of shoot, which means like send us proof that you have a shoot coming up.
Right.
Send us.
You
should have that on.
Right.
On hand.
Right.
That should be.
That's not asking for a lot. For anyone who's like, what? Like, that's not asking for a lot.
Oh. No. It's not like we're trying to steal your story. It's just to see that what you're working on all correlates.
Right. And he's not going to, like, run away with the camera or drive away.
Exactly. So we're like, send us proof of shoot, which is a script or crew deal memos or location agreements or permits.
Yes.
And he's like, I don't have that. I'm just shooting an interview at Disney Music Hall.
Okay.
And then I'm like, you're shooting an interview at Disney Music Hall, and you have three cameras. All right.
Sure.
But he also did not negotiate the price, which everybody does because you want a discount.
Right.
This guy did not negotiate. Oh, he was so like, I'll take it.
Okay.
I was like, why are you fighting about that?
Yeah, for real.
I'm like, don't you want that discount?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're shooting an interview.
Yeah.
You must have a permit at Disney Music Hall. So send us that permit.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, no. We're shooting on the sidewalk right outside of Disney Music Hall.
Okay, I'm so like, not at Disney
Hall. I'm like, okay, even better.
Yeah.
Send me the permit for the sidewalk because you need a permit to shoot everywhere here.
Yes.
If you have a tripod on the sidewalk, 3 legs down, permit.
Mm-hmm.
Or else.
You'll get a fine.
Or else you're done.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I can't provide that for you either. And I'm like, dude, I don't know how to help you.
Yeah.
This just seems so not legit.
Right.
Turns out it wasn't.
Turns out I trusted my intuition and I was working right.
There's like a group hub for all the rental houses.
Like, like a Facebook page for like.
Not Facebook. I forget the website. But it's a hub.
Actual website.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so that we can, so they coordinate and they're like, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this?
Oh,
I have this. Come get it. I have this.
Oh, nice.
And then it's also for like alerts. Be like, look out for this person.
This is
X, Y, and Z.
Oh,
yes.
Cool.
And then somebody was like, blank name. We are like, alert, we just got robbed, pretty much. And he took the three cameras from that place. And they did not do a background check. And he just never returned.
And the cops aren't going to do anything. Yep. They don't do anything?
No.
What?
Cops don't do anything.
Why?
You can file a police report and it'll go at the bottom of the pile. Because they're it's cameras. It's cameras. It's
artsy stuff.
But it's like $100,000, dude. Yeah,
that's a fucking condo.
So we just have to be very extensive with our applicating process.
Whoa.
Crazy scammers.
Yeah. And because if the camera gets stolen, like, who's getting in trouble? Everyone?
Exactly. Or it's like,
how does that, I mean, I hope you never have to find out because that's scary. But how do they deal with that?
You can kind of be like, who was the last line of defense? Who was the last person to verify this? It didn't happen at our place, so I don't know what that place, what they did or, who they pointed fingers to.
So did you see that post,
I saw it the next week. Oh, we're like, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God we dodged a bullet there.
Basically, he went to you guys, you didn't fall for it, and then he went over there?
And he's been asking around, too, before us. And people were like, beware of this guy.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, interesting.
Oh,
and then he finally came to us, and then we're like, no, let's not shut him down immediately.
Right.
Let's just see if this is legit.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And this other guy, 6 months ago, I wish I could say his name.
Yeah.
But he was, I'm like, name drop?
I mean, won't. If you're going to be scamming, I don't want to get you.
And he used his real ID, though.
Oh, well then.
I'm like, why are you using your real? You're doing this to yourself.
Never use your real name.
Never. Get your fake.
That's scamming 101.
Yeah, seriously. he was just able to, and it's so crazy because these guys all get real insurance, but they just never return. And then, so they rent, and say your return date is on Friday.
Right.
Never comes. And then you reach out, nothing. They probably change their email. They probably change their phone number. But it's the same address on their ID. It's but they have their legit ID.
Yeah.
So it's really crazy. But with that guy, the one 6 months ago, no, 8 months ago, it was December.
Mm-hmm.
The rental houses found their cameras at pawn shops. So he was pawning off the cameras.
Oh my God.
There are scammers everywhere.
Everywhere.
I swear. Everywhere. There are some dirty people.
There are.
It's like, we're just doing our job.
Literally.
And you rented this and you signed our agreement.
Yeah.
And you paid X, Y, and Z. And now you're not following through. But yeah, you can get, you can take it to court and you have to go through those steps, which is extensive and so obnoxious. Just get insurance.
Yeah.
And if someone steals your stuff, the story.
What if you're the renter? And let's say I rent a camera, I have insurance, the camera's in my house, I get robbed in the middle of the night, and they steal my camera.
That's the insurance.
So, it'll be fine.
You're covered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's why you need it, because you never know. Say, your gear is in your car, and somebody hits your car.
Which is a red flag. Don't ever put your gear in
your
car. I purposely didn't say in the car, because I was like, that's stupid.
For transpo, get your gear there. But once you're done,
do not
get it out of the car.
Yeah.
Get it out of the car, especially.
Even when I'm driving equipment, I get so freaking nervous. It's all so paranoid.
Tell me about it. I would have to drive for my job sometimes because it's all hands on deck there. Okay. And it's kind of like a film set because everyone's just helping each other.
Right.
And it's a little bit of trauma bonding because you just go through, because rentals are just so flexible and are just so This came up. So I would have to do some runs and I would be driving the van and I'm like, I have the most expensive set of lenses in my backseat.
Yeah. Someone cuts you off. You'd break. They're okay.
I'm like, I don't care about those guys.
Now that you're meeting, that you're working there, do you ever meet people that you can work on projects with them because I'm shooting this or we need an extra hand or has that ever happened?
Yeah. I got really grateful. The people that I work with, they are just a group of creatives.
Cool.
And we're all the same age.
Oh, nice.
So it's all working.
It's friends working together.
It's really nice. Mm-hmm. And it's a really easy environment to go to every day. So one of my coworkers, he came up to me, it was I think in May, the beginning of May.
Yeah.
He was like, Yasmin, I have a film and I want you to AD.
Nice. And have you ever AD'd before?
I have.
Okay.
And I never thought that it was my strong suit. Yep. Granted, I was in college, I was in school,
right?
And not everyone is going to respect you in school.
No, And we're all students, and it's just like, okay, like, we're literally in class together, like, chill.
No, like, seriously, why are you telling me what to do? Yeah, I just saw you.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, when people don't know you, and then, like, you come on set, and you're confident, and you're like, all right, we gotta get shit done, we gotta do this. People are like, okay, cool. Like,
exactly, exactly. Luckily, it was, like, majority the crew of this film was everybody at the rental house. So we all work together anyway. And my job is pretty much, it's like an AD, but it's managing.
Right.
So it's just making sure that the ball's in motion, the ducks are in a row. So everybody, we just have a lot of respect for each other. And I was really grateful for that because I did not get that in college.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, y'all are listening to me and like doing it good. Yeah. Y'all are doing a really good job.
Yeah.
So yeah, we shot this film the beginning of July, and it was gorgeous. It went flawlessly.
Was it shot here in LA?
It was in downtown. Downtown, yeah, nice. In the Arts District.
Cool.
And yeah, I think that really gave us all like an itch to get back on set.
I know.
Because we all worked like really well together.
Yeah.
And it was a really...
When you work well together, it's like such a high, you're like, fuck yeah. Because when there's drama on set, like... It makes sets so uncomfortable and so weird. The sets that I've
Do you have actually... a drama story about pants?
Oh my god. I don't even think you know this, but the intermediate before Miha, the school project we had to shoot, I had a producer, not her names, but I mean, if you go in the credits list, you can find it. Anyway, I had a producer and they scammed me of money in film school.
What?
Yeah.
In film school,
that was my first.
Your fucking... classmate?
We weren't. So basically, he wasn't in my class. It was pretty legit. Like it was like you already like you're halfway through the program, so you already know like how to like write and direct and do your thing. And so basically, it was like you know find a producer. So all my other friends were in the class are like, oh, we're using this guy. Like he got recommended from this person. You know, it was kind of like word of mouth. Like, oh,
absolutely.
He worked on this person's set. Like he knows how to produce. And I was like, I don't know how to produce. At the time, I didn't know how to produce. And I was like, I'm looking for someone. So if he's available, cool. We talked. He seemed normal. I mean, right?
Okay, they all do.
Right? And they all do in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I attract psychos. I'm literally starting to think that I do. I'm like, does it say, like, I love psychos?
It's not you, it's them. It's not your son.
So it was all good in the beginning. And basically, how it happened is he'd be like, oh, like, this is three, like, this costs $300. We got to send this person. And I'd be like, okay, sure. But, like, can you send me the receipt? And he'd be like, yeah, I'll send it to you later. So, like, I had this, like, trust going into it. And I was like, okay, I'll send you the money. He's going to, like, give me all the receipts at the end of the day. Or, like, whenever. I don't know. I was just like, it was my first time working with a
Exactly. You had no idea.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't think, like, this person was going to scam me.
And your classmates were using them.
We're at school.
Yeah.
So,
I'm a student.
Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck? And then a big rule in film school was you weren't allowed to pay other students.
Mm.
So, like, other students had to work for free. It was just so you get credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm not even joking, like, more than, I think, like, 95% of my crew for that first set was students.
Yeah.
They weren't all, like, in my class. He was, like, and so he would lie to me and tell and like make me pay them. And I don't know if he was like pocketing the money because they're students. So technically they're like not supposed to take it or if he actually like gave it to them. But it was like some fuck shit. And then he was like, the rental house like needs this. And it's like another 500, like literally just like telling me that, oh, this person 300, this person 500. And then I started to like realize like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like we're just like blowing through money. Like I was blowing through my budget. And I was like, we'll send you the money, but like I need to see the receipts first. I was like, I'm not gonna send anything until I see it because I've just been sending you money and I don't know like who's getting paid, who's not. Because he had like fucked something up where he was like, this person still needs to get paid. And I was like, I thought we had paid them like yesterday or last week or whatever the fuck it was. So that's when I started catching them. And literally, as soon as I asked for the receipt, I like kind of was more like stern this time. I was like, I'm not sending you money until I get receipts. Like, please stop asking me. And he just like, flipped and went psycho and was like, if you're not gonna pay people, then I don't want anything to do with you. But like, went crazy.
He's it's
like,
just, I'll pay him, but send me the receipt.
Literally. And he's like, I don't need to send you. I'm like, you do need to send me the receipts. I'm like, it's my fucking money. Like, I'm not gonna just send you my. Like, I was already stupid enough to be sending it in the first place. Like, to just.
You
be
didn't
so
know.
I won't believe, like, people are nice.
Student. Like, so, you don't know.
Yeah, that was like the first, like, experience that I, like, bad set experience. It was my own set. So, like, that sucked. And then, like, and then I thought that's how, like, producers were, because I was, like,
they're so scary.
Yeah. So then I finally was, like, I need to learn how to produce my own stuff, because which you should honestly learn how to produce your own thing, especially if you're going to write and direct, because at the end of the day, like, the film industry is still a business, so it's good to know the business side and the how the money comes in and where it goes and all that. So I learned my lesson. But yeah, I've definitely had some bad set experiences.
The place that we just got, so for this film that we just shot, was in the Arts District. Mm-hmm. And when we toured it, we were like, this home is stunning. Yeah. And it is stunning. Yeah. It's exposed brick, high ceilings.
Nice. Ooh.
And everywhere, knickknacks of vintage antiques.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. And like, all that means is the owner is going to be like filming everything, like following you around and like looking.
So the owner was there during Miha?
Both of them were.
Okay, I was not expecting that. So we meet him the day before.
They told me only one was going to be there, and then the whole fucking family was there.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. So we go to this location on a Friday. We shoot Saturday and Sunday, but we go Friday night to set up. Mm-hmm. He is just watching us like a hawk. But I totally get it. It's your home.
But don't rent it out. And all this is antique. You're going to be like...
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Like, obviously, I get it. Like, nobody's trying to like purposely destroy your home, but also like there's a,
it's film.
Don't be anal. Like, literally had a owner follow us with a phone filming every single move. Like, I felt so anxious. I felt like I couldn't even like really like do my work because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, like what if something chips or mm-hmm. like, and then there was another short film that we did. It wasn't something I directed, but I was production designer on it. Mm. And this house was 100 years old in K-Town. And
oh, wow. Was it gorgeous?
It was gorgeous. It was huge. It was really nice. But like the wallpaper and like the paint, like it's, you know, it's the original and like all these things. And we had to like hang up pictures and I'm not even
kidding. Oh my God, like gaffing on there.
Take off the like painting. And the owner was like breathing on me. Like he was like right here. I could feel his hot breath on my neck. And I'm like, sir, like I think I could do a better job. Back the fuck up. But I was like, no, seriously. Like, I asked him nice. I was like, do you mind, like, just giving me a little...
That is crazy.
Like, literally, this is my head. He's like...
Oh, my God. He had to get out. So, I feel like I'm very punctual, even though I did get here 10 minutes late. Yeah. But there was traffic. But I feel like I'm very mm-hmm. on time. And
you learned that from NIFO, where it was, like, 15 minutes. No, if you arrive on time, that's you're late. You have to... arrive 15 minutes early. Yeah.
If you get there at 9 and class starts at 9, oh, you're late.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get there at 8:45.
And I remember, I had the best directing teacher in New York. Nice. Everyone's like, you're so lucky that you have him. Shout out cool. Paul Warner. Keep that name in. He was amazing.
Nice.
He taught
nice.
Me a lot.
Yeah.
He was so funny. But I remember I just didn't do one of the prompts.
Yeah.
I didn't do the music video prompt or whatever it was.
I didn't do that one either.
What?
I did the commercial.
Oh, I did that out here.
Yeah.
But in the first year, there's like, you have to do like a music video.
You pitch your idea and only some people got picked on in our class.
Got it. Everyone did it? Yeah, we had to. Maybe because we were such a small class.
Oh, maybe. Because I think in that one, we were like 16 people. I mean,
no. Oh, but like, that's a lot of people though.
So, yeah, for the film.
How are you going to do 16 shoots in 4 weeks?
So I think it was like 6 or 4 people got chosen. And so we were like, pitch an idea. And I think if you did a music video, then the rest of the group had to do the commercial. So,
that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. But I remember I just never did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you had to submit it to graduate. But I literally just, I don't know why.
So how'd you graduate?
I just fell through. And he just forgot. Or I don't think he forgot. He just let me go.
He liked you.
Yeah. And he was really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember when they were screening their music videos that day, I literally show up at 9:02. And I'm like, I'm not even going to dare to open the door. I'm here, but
I'm
ashamed. and I don't have anything to show. I'm like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And I left.
You did?
Yeah. There's no way I was going in there.
And then courage hit me. And I was like, you know what? Fuck, I'm just going to go in.
Oh, no, please. Oh, the gear. So you know how in LA, there's a whole separate building for the gear on Olive.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And it's so discreet.
I honestly kind of blocked that out of my mind.
Right? So they didn't have the gear at the school in LA. It's down the street.
Yes.
Which is cool. So it's its own, like you can load in and load out.
It's a little warehouse,
which is dope. In New York, mm-hmm. oh my God. The gear is on like the second floor or like is in the building, right?
No.
And they would give us bins. Like I'm talking like this big, and they're like, yeah, put all your gear in there, take the freight elevator down, no, and try to find parking, and then load up. And we would be circling the block in New York, going down this hot-ass freight elevator with all the other workers who work in that building.
Oh,
it's like a big old building with all these older guys, all these older men. Yes. And I'm like, I got my film gear. Yeah. Here I come.
Here I come.
Did you find parking? Okay, I gotta wait here now with... Yeah. All this gear on the side of the busy street. It was in Manhattan.
Oh my God.
It was in Battery Park, which is right next to Wall Street.
I actually, yes. It was when I went to New York to see Mia, I happened to stumble upon it. I literally looked up.
The orange building?
I was like, wait, New York Film Academy? It's like, oh, it's a sister school. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. You stumbled upon it. You didn't even know?
I didn't even know. I was going to Wall Street, and like we ended up just walking, and then I saw this. I literally was like, I want to take a photo here, and I turn around, and it's a New York Film.
Oh my, wait, that's actually really cute.
I was like, whoa, great. I have a photo of me there, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. But I love coincidences like
that. The fact that that's the setup, that's actually insane.
Oh,
that's,
it was horrible. It was horrible.
It's like they're just throwing you, like, they're like, it's gonna be crazy. Just, you know, here you go. This is what the film industry is like.
And then, yeah,
deal with this.
And the first week, especially. They're like, okay, you guys get a camera, mm-hmm. lights, mm-hmm. and then something. And
yes.
then
yes.
Nobody had a car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody. So we all had to use public transportation. And, like, bringing those lights on the subway?
With the camera, too.
And the camera?
You know,
it was
I'd be worried about hectic.
Like,
somebody trying to rock.
I felt really cool, though. I'm like, this is my suitcase. It's a camera.
Yeah.
Like, I'm filming.
I'm filming here.
I'm filming here. It was like a little DSLR with a little shoulder rig.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my God, throwback.
But I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Did you still, like, after graduating, did any of the teachers that you had in LA or New York, like, did you stay in contact with them or did they follow up with you at all?
No, I was never that, like, too personable. I was never personable with, like, the teachers enough to be like, you catapulted me.
Yeah, but
I'm so grateful for, like, a handful of them because especially my writing teacher, I think Paul in New York.
Okay.
Amazing. Cause he really helped me branch out and be like, you're like, do something funny.
Yeah.
Write something funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And then the writing teacher out here, I completely forget his name. Mm-hmm. I have no idea, mm-hmm. but he was so, so kind. And he was really, really accommodating to the kind of comedy that I was writing.
Like one teacher to like really believe in you and, and make you feel like you got this.
And I'll say, absolutely no, there's no bashing what I'm about to say right now, but with comedy, I think I had such a hard, I had such a struggle
mm-hmm.
writing it because when we would say it in class,
mm-hmm.
it would not come out the way that I wrote it. And then we
would
go
also read your stuff, right?
Because the classmates would read it,
right.
And then it would be the very end, and then they'd all go, I don't get it.
Right. The way you,
it's all timing.
It's all timing, and if it's pronounced weird or like said in a weird tone, it just throws it all off.
And yeah, and that was really hard, and it made me really self-conscious, and I'm like, does this really not make sense? And comedy comes in like rules of three,
right?
And then they're like, I really don't understand why you had to add those in there. And I'm like, well, it's building up to laugh, please laugh.
My last question for you is,
let's lighten the load.
Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Like, are you thinking you want to pursue something more in AD now? Or are you still, like, you know, camera?
You caught me in a very transitional period of my life where I just
thought about stand-up, too, because, like, you're funny.
I don't. I'm just, like, really nervous. But it's exactly. Don't be nervous. And also, who cares?
Exactly.
And I think that a lot with social media where I'm like, I'll post this. Who gives?
Yeah.
I'm posting for me.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think it's hilarious.
Exactly.
Who gives? So I don't know. I know I have some friends that do it and I don't know how they do it. They got some balls on them.
Yeah.
And it's really admirable.
I
don't know. I don't know where life is going to take me, but I do really enjoy being on set with people that I know I work well with. So I'm not turned off to that. I used to be like, oh, I don't like being on set. I like pre-production.
Oh, really?
I like writing.
Yeah.
I do. I really enjoy like just short skits.
Cool.
There may be like 10 instances a day where I'm like, film, that's a funny film.
Yeah.
That's a funny scene. That would be funny in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too constant for it to not come to fruition and not
keep
to actually
writing,
happen.
Like whenever you have a funny idea or thought, like just write it down and maybe tap back into it later. If you feel like, oh, like I don't want to do anything with it. Just
even
or whatever.
Even like a transition that you mm-hmm. thought was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you think of I don't know, just like a good character background or a good plot.
Yeah.
Anything. And you just write them down, then you can somehow find like the puzzles to put them all into one. Mm-hmm. And it's, that is just the most satisfying. But yeah, I would love to, I like ADing. Yeah. I will do it. Yeah. I don't know about post-production. Mm-hmm. Not my cup of tea.
Not me either.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the
good luck. Because I'm just so bad with technology that when it would come down to doing anything on the computer, I'm like, why is it crashing? Why is it sinking?
Exactly.
Yeah, that was exhausting.
Well, I'm excited to see what the future holds for you.
I'm excited. Likewise. I can't wait to see your dog.
We should definitely work together again
soon.
Since we have in the past. It'd be so much fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
But yeah, if you wanted that, any social media so people can follow you.
Follow my... I did that thing on Instagram where I deleted everything.
Oh,
and then I just...
A cleanse? Or
I did a cleanse.
Nice.
Just because of life.
Yeah.
So I did a cleanse. I really don't have much social media, but I have an Instagram. It's my first and last name.
Cool.
Awesome. Mass Booty. It's my last name.
Massive Booty.
Mass Booty.
Emprechtinger.
Yes.
You should just change your Instagram handle to Massive Booty. And like, if the real ones will
legit.
Go, right?
It's legit.
Like, oh, it's your last name.
No, it's not. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you so much for coming on. And
that was
I will
fun.
See you guys next week. Bye. Yay!
Fun!
I love you.
Priscilla, that was fun.